We know warm and clear days lie ahead because they always do. May is a month when open-air festivals start picking up the summertime pace, and since this is the first Friday of May, we roll out our First Friday Art segment once again. It's a listener-created compilation of arts events for the coming weeks. Your calls make the segment. So let's hear what's going on at your arts organization in your community. Give us a call at 800-838-3760. That's our phone number, and I'll make this rare offer is that if the phone lines are plugged and you have to get to work, I have had emails about this before, these people couldn't simply stay and wait for the phones to come available. If you have to get to work and the phone lines are plugged, send emails about your arts events to jx@jeffnet.org. Otherwise, 800-838-3760. And we start with Rebecca in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Hey, hi. Thank you so much for this important forum about these wonderful cultural and exciting events. I appreciate it very much. I'm calling to tell you about the last panel in the series Art Matters. That's the last of the spring panel. Mm-hmm. I hope to do this again in the fall. Again, it is the third Thursday in May, May 19th, at the Ashland Arts Center. It is from 5:30 to 7, and I'm very excited about the topic and the panelists that I have lined up.
Can you tell us briefly about the panelists, just a sentence or two on each?
Yes, very briefly. Okay. The title of the panel is Becoming an Artist, Modalities of Education in the Arts, and they're very vast, and I've brought together Jennifer Longshore, who is an instructor at the SOU Center for Creative Arts and Art History, and Kelly Brand, a BFA graduate from SOU, a stellar graduate, I might add, and they're going to talk about the university art education experience, what they learned, what they teach, and how they form their students. The next person is Sarah Burns, who studied at the Ashland Art Academy, which since has moved to Hawaii, and also at Pacific Northwest College, and she's going to talk about the Atelier experience, which is a very, very different program of education. Third is Gloria Kastenberg. She is a local artist, but she has spent a lot of time doing workshops, art workshops, with very renowned artists in France, Cuba, Italy, including David Leifel, one of the most well-known commercial fine artists living today. The next one is Marla Samuel, who, in a fascinating, she studied carving marble in Pietra Sante, Italy, which is right next to Carra, and that is the apprenticeship mode of art education. And last is the kind of outsider artist who traveled the world and is doing art her own way and really didn't want to go to a university or an atelier or anything like that, and that is Zariah Blayock. And it should be fascinating to hear these different modalities of learning about art, how to be an artist.
Sounds really interesting. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different artists, including one who actually was right next to the marble pits in Carrara, Italy. That's
absolutely. Mm-hmm. She had a very traditional, like from, you know, Renaissance type of thing, studying to carve marble in
right.
Italy.
The panel is called Art Matters, May 19th, you said, at 5:30?
Yes.
At the Ashland Arts Center. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us today on First Friday Arts.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 800-838-3760 for the phone line she just vacated. This is First Friday Arts. Here's Ed in Ashland with the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers, Soars. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Jeff. And once again, this is a marvelous forum that you provide. I'm talking about the final concert for this season for the Repertory Singers. It will take place at the Music Recital Hall on Ashland Southern Oregon University campus, and it will be Saturday evening, May 21st at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday afternoon, May 22nd at 3 p.m., and it's a special 2-hour presentation of Haydn's oratorio, The Creation, about the creation of the world, and it features the Southern Oregon Repertory Singers Chorus, and members of the Rogue Valley Symphony, but also the director, Paul French, has drawn from nationally prominent vocal soloists from around the country. We've got 3 soloists on the program, and he's also drawn some nationally prominent instrumental soloists as well. So it is a marvelous presentation of of an oratorio, which is basically just an extended composition based on a sacred text. It's the second most popular oratorio ever written, second only to Handel's Messiah.
So does it hew right to the Bible verses, you know, in the beginning, that sort of thing?
Yes, he focuses, the first two parts of the three-part presentation focus on the creation of the world and the stars, the land and the sea and all the animals from the book of Genesis. It follows the first 6 days of the book of Genesis, and it ends with the creation of man and woman, Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden.
Okay, so no seventh day, though, because there's not much to talk about, right?
Yeah, right. Well, didn't he take a break on the seventh day?
Indeed. There's your seventh.
Haydn was a deeply religious composer, and his shocking and striking depiction of the creation of light, it's a wonderful, surprising gesture, and it's still talked about 2 centuries later. But Haydn was also known for his great sense of humor, and he's got some wonderful depictions of bird calls. And there's also a slippery, low-strings depiction of snakes as well. So you get the whole universe thrown at you. And Haydn was the greatest master of the 18th century symphony, so it's a wonderful orchestral composition. And one word quickly about the choral writing. It is especially marvelous because he throws the whole gamut at you, from brief, descriptive accompaniment passages for the chorus all the way up to complex choral fugues and double fugues. And there are also extended solo passages for our three soloists, and they also sing together in duets and trios. So it will be a marvelous 2-hour presentation of Haydn's oratorio, The Creation.
May 21st at 7:30 and May 22nd at 3 at the Music Recital Hall at Southern Oregon University with Southern Oregon Repertory Singers, the Rogue Valley Symphony, and some national soloists. Ed, thanks for sharing the details.
And thank you, Jeff.
All right, best of luck on The Creation. Let's go to, let's see, we have Scott in Ashland on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Good morning. I'm calling about another exciting choral concert. Siskiyou Singers this weekend is presenting its spring concert, Out of the Shadows, Shedding Light on Women Composers. Mm-hmm. It will be Saturday at 7:30 p.m., Sunday at 3 p.m., at the SOU Music Recital Hall here in Ashland. And in keeping with this being Mother's Day weekend, we're focusing exclusively on works written by women, spanning 10 centuries of music. Our earliest work comes from the 12th century, and our most recent comes from 2016. It's the premiere of a work we commissioned by local composer Ilana Cotton called Singing Light. It's really quite a spectacular piece of music. And in between, there's really something for everybody in this concert, everything from medieval chant to Renaissance polyphonic music, romantic art songs, right down to some folk music and pop music by Carole King. So we're really exploring everything that women have done musically over the course of 1,000 years.
Scott, how rich a vein was it? I mean, you know, men have dominated composition, but I just wonder if there's a lot to find out there.
Well, you look into it and you find that there's really more than you would imagine. You know, our earliest work was written by a woman named Hildegard von Bingen, who was a 12th century mystic and musician, a very important figure at that time. There were women in the Renaissance writing shoulder to shoulder with men on madrigals and polyphonic works. Fanny Mendelssohn, Hensel, Felix Mendelssohn's sister, was an important composer in the 19th century. And, you know, today there are just a plethora of women contemporary composers. Alice Parker is a huge figure in choral music, and we're featuring a couple of her works. So there's really a lot there, and we're only scratching the surface.
Okay, so that's the spring concert of the Siskiyou Singers this weekend. So Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 3 at the Music Recital Hall at Southern Oregon University.
That's right.
All right. Pleasure to hear from you. Thank you for calling First Friday Arts, Scott. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. A couple of phone lines now available at 800-838-3760 to plug an arts event coming up in your community in the coming weeks. If you find the phone lines full and can't wait because you have to get to work, email your event to jx@jeffnet.org. Let's go to Michael in Reading. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Jeff, thank you so much for this time and opportunity. I'd like to thank you for this wonderful thing you're doing here. And I'd like to inform the community about Reading Fire Festival's Foreverland Festival on May 14th at 48 Quartz Hill Road. And it is the sixth biannual event that we're having. It's featuring our premier circuit and form dance performers. And it's an event for all ages. We have everything from food vendors to arts and crafts food, children's activities, flow and dance workshops that are non-fire, interactive art displays, music, and so much more. The performance begins around the time the sun goes down, and it is a wonderful experience for, like I said, people of all ages to come and just have a wonderful day and to enjoy the performances.
All right, so I'm not familiar with fire dancing per se. So, I mean, people will get workshops on how to dance without fire, preparatory perhaps to dancing with it at some point?
Yes. It's not required. You know, I mean, it's up to the person to do that. But this is an event that has been held before.
Okay, so we're talking May 14th at, and the address again was 48, what's the name of the road?
48 Quartz Hill Road.
Quartz Hill. Okay, got it.
Yeah, it's from 12:30 to 9:30 p.m.
All right, sounds like fun. The Reading Fire Festival coming up on May 14th. Michael, thank you so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange. Let's go to Jeff in Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Yeah, hi there.
Hi.
My name is Jeff Doris, and I'm an owner of the kind of new bar in Talent. It's called Kindred Spirits Art, Ale, and Wine.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Second Friday Art Walk, and this Friday will be May 13th, excuse me. And there's a couple new art studios that opened up along the block, and Talent Avenue kind of opens up the block there, and a couple new artists coming in, and some music, and our business, actually we have a wine bar, so we do some wine tastings. We've got some music from original music from Fractal Love Jam and a couple other original artists. We have a couple fire pits out in front. We kind of kick things off and sit outside and take in the talent art and kind of walk around and just enjoy the community and what we're doing here.
I like the name of that group, Fractal Love Jam.
Yes, that's correct.
And that's on Friday, May 13th?
Yes.
As part
and it starts about 5 o'clock, and the theme this month is Kind of Blue, is what it's called. Blue Sky's coming out. Artists, we have three featured artists, Kathy Doris, Rod Hodgkin, and Pat Moore. And they will be featuring some art that really brings out the color blue.
Okay, so that's Second Friday Art Walk, not First Friday, in Talent on May 13th downtown. And your bar is called Kindred Spirits?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thanks for joining us today on First Friday Arts. We have a couple of phone lines open if you'd like to join in First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Let us know about arts events happening in your community in the coming weeks. Phone number is 800-838-3760. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Jeff in Ashland. Welcome to the Exchange. Jeff, you there?
Hey, yes, I'm here. How are you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Yeah, good morning, GR1. Yeah, right.
Right.
I want to talk this morning to your listeners about the Classic Rereadings group. And we've got a reading on May 22nd at 2 o'clock, a free reading in the Meats Auditorium on the SOU campus.
Classics rereadings, and what are you rereading in this case?
In this case, we're doing an adaptation of Shakespeare's Timon of Athens, and this is a play from 1678 by a writer called Thomas Shadwell.
Okay. You are the person who showed up in Shakespeare costume on the web entry about First Friday. What have you been doing?
What can I say? I mean, I've got an interest, a long-term interest in Shakespeare, as you know, and I do a little bit of work in connection with OSF, but I'm particularly interested in the moment at what happened to Shakespeare's reputation after the theaters reopened in 1660, because by that stage the theater was very different. You could have women on stage, it was an indoor theater rather than the outdoor public space, and people stopped watching Shakespeare for several hundred years, and Shakespeare was only presented through the sorts of adaptations that my company Classics Rereading is doing right now, and so over this season we've looked at adaptations by Dryden and Lillo and Garrick and now Shadwell, plays that are running at OSF to give the audience an opportunity to see how other writers adapted Shakespeare.
So people not familiar with British history might not quite understand. Theaters were shut down when the Puritans ruled England after...
Absolutely. For about two decades, 1642 to 1660, there were no theatrical performances at all on the public stage.
Wow, that's a generation that didn't know theater then.
Indeed. And when theater started again, as I say, one of the big revolutions was women on stage. And so it's a bit like the Play On project at OSF. People said, well, we ought to rewrite Shakespeare. What would Shakespeare be doing now? He'd have larger roles for women. So let's do that. Let's have Shakespeare plays, but increase the role for women. And that's what Shadwell did with Timon. He has a love interest in Timon, which Shakespeare never had.
Oh, so there are some major changes then in
indeed,
some,
yes, indeed.
Stuff.
And we'll be focusing on the new bits. So we have a narrator, wonderful Pam Ward, and she will take us through the story of the play, but we'll focus on the bits that Shadwell added.
All right, so Classics Rereadings, you're doing the Shadwell's adaptation of Timon of Athens, and when and where again?
It's May 22nd. 2 o'clock. It's free. It's at the Mies Auditorium on the SOU campus.
That's the Mies Auditorium in the Arts Building?
Indeed.
Okay.
That's the one.
As opposed to the other Mies room, which we need
exactly.
to enter.
Exactly.
All right. Jeff Ridden, thank you so much for joining us
thank
on
you.
First
Take
Friday
care,
of Jefferson Exchange. I should explain the reference, too. Jeff Ridden is a sometime volunteer on our Classics and News Service. And since he also shows up for our fund drives, the only way to differentiate us on the schedule is GR1 and GR2. So he's GR2, I'm GR1. So more than you needed to know, but explains a little bit here. First Friday Arts, we have several phone lines still open available to you if you'd like to join the discussion about arts events going on about the region. 800-838-3760 to hop on the phone lines right now and let us know about your arts events as we wind the segment down. If you have been waiting too long, maybe you have an email to us already. I'll get to that in just a moment. Let's go to Valerie in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure.
So this month at the Oregon Cabaret Theater, we have two one-night-only shows, as well as our show that just opened last weekend. We are doing a 9 to 5, the musical, of course, based off the movie and written by Dolly Parton. And 9 to 5 plays every Thursday through Monday this month. And then our one-night-only shows, we have on Wednesday, May 11th, we have Gina Satoli, who is an award-winning cabaret one-act show. She is doing a cabaret of consciousness here in Ashland, and that's Wednesday, May 11th at 8 o'clock. And then on May 18th, we're going to have the Hamazons join us. Now, the Hamazons are technically sold out, but if you come at 7:30, there usually will be some rush seats available. So that's what's happening at the cabaret. You can go onto our website at OregonCabaret.com or call the box office at 541-488-2902.
For the people not familiar with the Hamazons, can you tell us a little bit about their work?
Yes, they are three women who are improv comics, and basically what they do is they take a theme and they do a whole hour and a half kind of improv show that they don't rehearse. They have a theme that they choose, and then they get suggestions from the audience on how that theme is going to be played out. So
right.
It's really fun.
So there is some participation from the audience. Okay, that's the Hamazons on May 18th. And tell us about Gina Satoli on May 11th.
Yes, she's actually from the Midwest, and she tours actually the United States quite a bit and does a whole bunch of different cabarets. She's got, I guess, 8 or 9 different cabarets. This one is an original piece, and she plays Mama Earth, and she basically sings songs, some known, some new. It's basically about what's going on in the environment and makes it kind of fun and an interesting evening, but also educational.
Okay, and the 9 to 5, the musical, is this pretty much just songs added to what we came to know as the movie 9 to 5 with Dabney Coleman and...
Well, it's the same storyline. Patricia Resnick, who wrote the screenplay, also wrote the musical. and Dolly Parton composed all the music. And it was on Broadway, I believe, in 2008, and it got like 14 Drama Desk nominations as well as some Tony nominations. So it was a pretty, it played on Broadway for quite a bit in 2008 and 9, and it's really, really fun. So yes, it's a rewritten musical version of the movie.
I was scratching for the names of the other actors, Lily Tomlin and Dolly Parton.
Yes. And Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda too, right, of course.
Yep.
Great cast of that. Who is the unlucky guy who gets to play the boss, the Dabney Coleman part?
Galloway Stevens. And Galloway Stevens played the MC for us last year in Cabaret.
Oh, yes. He was very powerful in that.
Yes. And he's also going to be playing Billy Flynn in Chicago for us this summer, too.
Okay. And then who get to play the Dolly and Lily and Jane parts?
Yeah. Well, playing Dora Lee Rhodes, which was the Dolly role, is Alyssa Beer. And she actually was with us for It's a Wonderful Life in 2014. She's a graduate of SOU, and she worked for the Shakespeare Festival last year. She was in Head Over Heels and Guys and Dolls. She's fantastic. And then Katie Beck, who is with us for the 39 Steps, as well as some other past cabaret shows, she's playing the Jane Fonda role, so she's playing Judy Burnley.
She was so good in 39 Steps. You couldn't tell that it was the
wonderful.
Other person. Yeah.
I adore her. And then we have a newcomer, Susie Newman, who's from the Central Coast, who I met in California when I was working down there. She's coming up to play Violet Newstead, which is the Lily Tomlin role.
Okay. All kinds of fun going on at the Oregon Cabaret Theater, 9 to 5. Is Thursday through Monday, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Gina Satolli on May 11th and the Hamazons on May 18th. Rush tickets only at this point.
Yes.
All right. Lots going on at the Oregon Cabaret Theater. Valerie, always good to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, take care. This is First Ready Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Just a couple seconds left here if you'd like to get in at 800-838-3760. Also got an email here from the folks at Barnstormers and Grants Pass. Want us to know that they are doing a Storytellers Showcase with the country group Fogline coming up on Friday, May 20th at 7:30 at the Barnstormers Theater at 112 Northeast Evelyn Avenue in Grants Pass. Fogline. At Barnstormers, May 20th at 7:30 in Grants Pass. So a good chance to hear about things going on around the region. You heard from Art Matters, May 19th at the Ashland Arts Center. Southern Oregon Repertory Singers, May 21st and 22nd. Siskiyou Singers this weekend, Saturday night and Sunday matinee. Reading Fire Festival on May 14th. Second Friday Art Walk in Talent from Jeff at Kindred Spirits. Classics re-readings coming up on May 22nd. And, of course, a whole lot going on at Oregon Cabaret Theater. Always a lot going on in the arts. Always glad to hear from you to let us know about those arts events coming up. First Friday comes up again on the first Friday in June. Thanks for listening to this segment. We'll take a short break. When we come back, Garrison Keillor and the Writer's Almanac.